This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is Past Tense, and the last song was Spy Hopping by Wombo off of their album Danger in Fives. Before that, Anyone Can Have a Good Time by Owls off of their self-titled album. And before that, Mercy! Exclamation mark. By Works, in all caps, off of their album Bent Out of Shape. And it was just last night, for me, not for you, that I saw Works play live as part of Pop Montreal's Saturday night show. I'm recording this on a Sunday evening. Well, I guess now it's technically a Monday morning for me. But that was a terrific show. And despite Works being kind of like a classic Montreal band, in fact, one of the visiting bands called Thomas Thomas was talking about how they'd actually seen, like, the predecessor to, I don't know if they were known as Works at the time or if it was when they were still Girl Arm, but saw that incarnation of the band at Sled Island in, like, 2016 or something, before I think they even formed as a band, this band, Thomas Thomas. So that was pretty interesting to hear. I also picked up on a... Oh, I guess that, I don't know if I said it, but that was only my second time seeing that band, despite them being such a classic. Anyway, other interesting tidbit that I picked up that night was that apparently all of the members of Works met via Craigslist, including the vocalist who was added sometime later in the band's lifespan. So, yeah, if you're ever looking for someone, just... I don't know, start looking up people who... I think the joke last night was check Craigslist for people who like the band Don Cab, and then you can find yourself in a band as good as Works. That was a fun show. It was also interesting to see all of these people, like, kind of clumping together after it ended. It being a Saturday night in Pop Montreal, I think everyone was coming from various shows and expecting someone to eventually lead the crowd towards a party. But I didn't see that happen. My feet hurt. I went home, and I went to bed. Anyway, this next song is from Public Health. We'll be right back.
something new. I asked if I had grown on you.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is past tense. I'm trying not to make my chair squeak too much. And I'm also eating, and it makes me scared that I'm going to run up to when I have to speak, and I'm going to have food in my mouth. Anyway, last song, Gru. A bonus track by Melrose that you can now find appended to their debut album, their self-titled, I think it was, which is a favorite of mine, but I find it kind of like polluted by these two additional like bonus tracks, Helium and Gru. Anyway, before that, Four by Del Hoya off of their self-titled. Before that, I Love the Red River X by Fencing off of Fencing Wikipedia. And then the first of those four songs was Rotterdam by Public Health off of their album Minamata. As I was complaining about Gru, I like that song. I also like Helium. And I guess those are both songs from when I was still, well, Gru came quite a while later, but Helium came during a period of time when I still had hope that Melrose would sound like their debut album. And apparently Gru was recorded around the same time as all of their original songs. So spiritually, it's supposed to fit in there. But yeah, it's kind of sad that it didn't turn out that way. For me, personally, just never clicked with their later albums. And Del Hoya is kind of an interesting band in that they represent, I guess, a sort of experimental rock that existed in Canada around the late 90s. They remind me of other bands like maybe Smallmouth, for instance, a Toronto band. These sort of like noise rock bands just goofing around, maybe. And it makes me wish that they settled with this sort of slow sound. And Smallmouth, in fact, even recorded some pretty like late in their lifespan, like sad, slow, noisy stuff. So I believe in an alternate reality where Canada became the bastion of that sort of like sad, noisy stuff around the turn of the millennium. But that is not the world that we live in, but it's coming back around, maybe. Coming up shortly is going to be a song from a Winnipeg band, like Fencing, called Tarp. But first will be one from Songs Ohio, a quick one.
She will work or she will suffer. I am dense with the light of women, and I insist am not confused. I will not be going. We'll be right back.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and the last song was Sheep Bend by the band Tarp off of their album Automatic Solar Light. And then before that, Sin and Death by Songs Ohio off of Zoom Audio Volume 2. Which is an interesting compilation. There's a number in that series, but I don't know what the total number was. I saw at least it went up to 5 or something on Discogs. But that one in particular included Duster, the band P, Adivin, Ariel M, which is the project of one of the Slim members, and then also that Ohio track. So that's a pretty impressive lineup. It's a much longer compilation than that, but still kind of interesting to see all those big names. I looked at the one following it, didn't see anything that stood out to me. May have just been different genre-wise. Anyway, Tarp, Winnipeg band. They released that EP. It's got 4 songs on it. They released that back in August. They actually played here in Montreal just a few weeks ago in September. So I completely missed that. I was not aware of them at that time, so didn't know to go check it out, but that's a band that I'm definitely looking forward to hearing more from. And I feel like now that Canada has perhaps gotten over 2 waves of influence, first the one in post-rock of Godspeed You, Black Emperor, and then the influence of women from 2010 all the way probably, you know, for an entire decade. I feel like those forms of inspiration and influence slowly fading out have now made it so that the few waves of slowcore that have occurred are now having an influence here, particularly the country influence stuff. Even at a Golden Star show that I was at the last week, I could hear that they were playing with some of that twanginess. And you can also hear it in Tarp. You can hear it in the band Fencing, another Winnipeg band. So I'm crossing my fingers that there's going to be a wave of this stuff coming out here, and I'm quite excited about that. Next up is a band that I was recently put onto, in fact, at that Golden Star show. This is from the band Truth Club.
Whispers slowly, like the nooks of rocks that try to hide. Tucked away with tender life, it will end the tunnel. Fill our mouths, spit on.
room to breathe. We can talk.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and the last song was You Look Like You, spelt as a capital U. That was by the band Clifford off of their album Golden Caravan, came out in July, I believe. Before that, Dancing Around My Tongue by Truth Club off of their album Running From the Chase. First I'd heard of those guys was the Golden Star show that I attended a few days ago by one of program director, Cam, at CJLO. He told me about them, that they're going to be playing as part of Pop, in fact, Saturday night. Didn't go to that show, but I listened to their album right after, and it was phenomenal. I listened to that a ton in the span of from that Thursday until now. So really happy to have come across that. Really like that sound. And Clifford is a band that I've known of for a little while. There was maybe in Paper Lady when they played Montreal, I was asking for Boston recommendations. They recommended Clifford. Clifford at the time, I don't think, had any full lengths out. But I started paying attention to them. And then this album released earlier in the summer. Well, back in the summer. No longer the summer anymore. And honestly, I kind of ignored it. I didn't listen to anything off of it as far as I can remember. I didn't give it a full listen. But then I noticed that it was in the CJLO, shared albums, and I gave it a listen from there, and it's been sitting in my library for a while, and it was tonight that I kind of decided to check it out, just grab a song at random, and I was really impressed by it, by that song in particular, You Look Like. Haven't listened to the rest of the album, but, yeah, I'm really curious about that now. Immediately reminded me of Pedro the Lion, but the funny thing is the last time that I told a band that they reminded me of Pedro the Lion, they were offended. Some two-piece here. It said they wanted to sound like Duster instead, so whatever. But definitely going to listen to that Clifford album, and also going to be paying more attention to Truth Club. They actually released stuff on the same label at one period of time, which is interesting. Yeah, so I feel like that's also maybe also representative of a slow, sort of country-inflected variety of slowcore, different from other stuff that was coming around earlier in the decade, maybe. Anyway, two more songs coming up. One is I Wasn't Waving by Tucker Theodore off of To Make the Sun Hurt, and then at the end, Beacon by Tear Jerks off their self-titled. Down the shore.
With Open Mouths, the podcast is hosted by Carnita Lilla, Associate Curator, Art of Africa at Agnes Etherington Art Center. She sits down with artists, musicians, curators, and spoken word poets to discuss the expressions of their practice. She finds out how they found their artistic voice, which life events shaped them, and who their inspirations are. Find new episodes on Digital Agnes, CFRC's website, and on your favorite podcasting platform. Subscribe now and join us for moving and inspiring conversations.
As the cooler weather sets in the Kingston area, CFRC and KPP concerts are churning up the heat with a stacked fall lineup. On October 10th, check out Shania Twink, followed by the Arrogant Worms on October 11th at Broom Factory. Sloan hits the Ale House on October 18th, and folks can catch the Grapes of Wrath on October 22nd, Crywank on November 1st, and Georgia Harmer on November 8th at the Broom. Billy Faffel, Guy Davis, and Rhea May are also playing at the Broom on November 12th, 15th, and 16th, respectively. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
Do you love playing board games? Are you looking for a place on campus to make friends in a relaxed environment? Look no further than Queen's Board Game Club. Join us for weekly Thursday game nights on campus and follow our Instagram at Queen's Board Game Club for more details.
Yo, what's up? This is Chaos, and you are listening to CFRC, Queen's University Radio.
Good evening. This is CFRC 101.9 FM. And we broadcast in stereo 24/7,